It's time for the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now here's Ryan Wallace on the Golden Knights Radio Network.
Welcome into the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. The Golden Knights defeat the Chicago Blackhawks 7-5. Right back in the win column for Vegas. First game of a five-game homestand. To help us break this one down, we go back to the radio booth, bringing the voice of the Golden Knights, Dan Duva. And you know what? Dan, we'll start with the newly formed third line for the Golden Knights. Ivan Barbashev, Brett Howden, Keegan Kolesar. And if you look at this game top to bottom, as far as lines go that were playing winning hockey, those three stood out above the rest.
Sure did. For a trio that we had not seen together before, I've said it several times this evening, I'll mention it one more time. Those three had not played together before, other than a minute 19 seconds against the Flyers on November 25th. And then a handful of other games. You add them all up, a few seconds here, a few seconds there, on the ice, all together, at all strengths. 2 minutes and 49 seconds coming into the day. And now I guess you might wonder what took them so long. You just never know, Ryan, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how many different combinations over the years where it just clicked, and other things where you thought on paper, oh, this will be a good line, it just didn't click. And then there's the whole runway thing. Oh, if you keep them together for a few games, maybe they'll figure it out. But then other times, boom, no runway needed for that group. It was their first shift. They got that goal. Kolesar and Howden, with Barbashev not getting a point on the play, but certainly involved with the forecheck and helping to dispossess the Hawks. So, yeah, it was fun to see why exactly it works. I mean, small sample size, one game, but obviously the numbers were there.
Yeah, I guess I wonder how much of it is kind of the individuals, right? As you guys were talking about throughout the night, it's a wake-up call when you're moving Ivan Barbashev off of Jack Eichel's line. That has been the duo. That has been the mainstay for so long here. It helped the Golden Knights win a Stanley Cup. And I guess, you know, is this just maybe Ivan Barbashev being more assertive in response to the movement in terms of the lines?
You know, when we chatted with him, you got the feeling that it was not just that. Mm-hmm. Also, the poor third period in Los Angeles. We know that the production has not been there since he returned from injury. We talked about how he was on pace for 40 goals and 80 points. And, you know, partly because of the offense coming in bunches. He had 4 points in the opening game of the year against Colorado. And today, again, a four-point game. I'm not sure. You know, I would think that there's so much pride in each of these guys, how they all respond to an individual challenge, a collective challenge. And then you've got to have the puck bounce your way. I mean, Ivan's been close. It's not like he's played terribly or anything like that. But you find the right bounce, the right position. And he was close to doing even more damage than the 4 points that he did get. You know, the power play probably helps too. You know, Gary mentioned this briefly. You know, second unit not getting a ton of opportunity because the number one unit is oh so good. Remember that when you get that second power play going, you know, there's like a correlation between what those guys do at even strength. Pavel Dorofeev was put back on the number one unit several weeks ago, and it just jump-started his production at even strength as well. So, yeah, you better believe that, you know, you get that second power play, some production, and Barbashev, of course, with the goal. You know, that doesn't hurt as well, Ryan. Yeah, I mean, you know, we get excited about one game. Let's see how they do the next game. It was not a good start for Peter Mrazek on the Chicago side at goal. We got to take advantage of it, and this team did. So we'll see, you know, what it looks like against the New Jersey Devils on Sunday.
A win's a win. You're not going to critique it too much. But when you look at where things were at the end of the first period, 5-1 for the Golden Knights, how do you view the final 40 minutes in this one?
And, Ryan, let me interrupt you. It sounds like Bruce Cassidy is stepping to the podium if you'd like to go. Chris Chapman is asking the first question as we speak.
All right, let's pivot to Bruce Cassidy.
Inflicted mistakes, pucks end up in the back of the net. What did you see, and how do you correct that?
Well, we didn't sort of get the start we wanted. It was 5-1 after the first. I think any team would take that any night, right? So that's the positive. We won't forget about that. Second period, we mismanaged pucks in the neutral zone 3 times. 2 of them ended up in our net, and the other one almost did. So that's a continuing battle on making good decisions with the puck when you have an opportunity, and then managing it better when you don't. I think one was a 3-on-2 rush. We tried to make a play, and you should. 3-on-2. The other two, I don't think we had numbers. So Third period, we extend the lead. I can't even remember. Well, we give up an off-angle shot. I don't know if we were bad on that one, to be honest, a two-on-two. Is that the fourth? 65 off the wing. What was the fifth one? It was a lot tonight. Yeah, just returning to D zone, we missed assignment. That shouldn't happen, to be honest. We had four bodies back, lots of people back. The effort was there, just didn't have the awareness of the guys around us. So, there was some of LA in terms of giving up goals after the first period. Fortunate we scored enough to give ourselves a cushion. And that matters. You're going to have games like this where defensively you're not where you want to be or you don't get the stops you want, but at least we're in the win column with them. We can't overlook that. So we haven't scored that much lately. So I'd rather talk about that. We got production, changed a few things around. That's a positive. The power play was good, made a difference in the game. It ends up being the difference, and we don't take any. So special teams was on our side against a team that both their special teams are top 10. So there's lots of positives, but we need to clean up the goals against. That's five and two games in a row, and that's too many.
You got a lot of production. You were talking about the positives from Kolesar, Howden, and Barbashev. It seemed like from the get-go, those guys had a lot of jump in their game, and almost it seemed like every time they were on the ice, you knew something was going to happen. Just how satisfied are you with what you got from those three guys tonight?
They're north-south players, and sometimes when you put three north-south players together, you wonder, okay, who's going to make the play in the bunch? And they did. They found a way. The first goal was a reload by Barbie, how he makes a play. A lot of the other outside speed, how he draws a penalty right after that. Going to the net, finding, I think it was Nick Waugh, and part of a change. We have a net presence for Coley in a second goal. Barbie, a funnel, simple play at the end that you look at the stat sheet, there's some of our lines didn't have any shots on. Sometimes you got to simplify and funnel the puck to the net. How he does that, Barbie gets the seventh, and, you wouldn't think you'd need seven, but it was an important goal at the time, right? We stretched the lead to two again. So they did it the right way. They did it playing to their identity. And I think they did score a rush goal with Hag following up, but it was a two-on-two, and they didn't try to force anything. They were putting a puck to the net that got blocked. So I thought they got their offense from who they are. And so that's a good learning point for maybe another line tonight that didn't do enough of that to help them create offense. So those are always kind of little things within the team that you can certainly use to teach and show the other lines that this it can happen for you guys as well, and good for them. We needed it.
Danny and Jack.
Hey Bruce, Danny Webster, Las Vegas Review Journal. You brought up five goals against, second game in a row. You don't want that, but are you concerned about what Ilya has done in the net, or is it more so just the mismanaging pucks that's led it to the other way?
Well, you're going to mismanage pucks. You're going to do a lot of different things, and you're going to need saves. So I think it's fair to say he's been better and needs to be better. I think it's fair to say the first goal, for example, we have to be better in front of the net, right? That Foligno's there and you got to box out and got to find him. That's not on the goalie. We got to find, you got to take care of business. Some of them from outside the dots, you expect those saves. So I think there's a little bit of both in that situation. We're a team. We win as a team, lose as a team. That's what's happened for two nights. But I look at our team and I don't see this. We're not getting buried in our own end. The shots are down. We're disciplined good in terms of taking penalties. So it's not like power play opportunities, these East-West plays. So, yeah, he's going to have to tighten up his game and we're going to have to be harder in front of the net. That's where I'd say we're right now. We gave up some chances there that we need to be better at and play to our identity better in that area.
Jack.
Jack Williams, Las Vegas Sun. Talk about the power play a little bit more. These past three games, you guys have had at least two opportunities in the first period there tonight. You guys were able to get it going a little bit more. What really allowed it for you guys to, on special teams, really settle in and just, let the power play, I guess, fly?
Well, there's certain looks we want to get, but Pav and Hurdle have been good options for us, and teams are doing different things to take them away. Today, we did make an adjustment against Vancouver. We got a couple of looks. We didn't finish. Hurdle got the same look tonight, and he did finish. So we do want to try to get pucks in there by moving them to different, areas of the bumper, I guess you'd say. And Jack going down to the goal line and moving Stoney over kind of gives them some things to think about. So that worked out. The other was just a good shot on the ice with a high tip. Again, it's a bumper. When your teams play this diamond coverage, you got to get some pucks in there. We've tried to do that because a lot of teams are doing that. It's worked for us. So we got two goals from that area. Tough on the goaltender from there. So good on the guys to execute. We didn't do that against Vancouver. Just when we had the three, right? LA the other night, was it two in the first, right? You're right. A lot of happening in the first. They did. They scored one of theirs, and we did not. But, it's good. It's encouraging. We've been good on it most of the year. You're not going to be, you're going to have ups and downs. But it was important tonight, obviously, and got us a lead, got us going.
Mark.
Mark Anderson, AP. Going back to Samsonov, are you at all concerned about where his confidence is?
Well, I mean, he still won the game, so that's a positive, and he has to go home feeling good about himself that he won the game. We won the game. That's something I think Sean Burke will have to dive into with him, and they're going to have to sort through why are goals going in. Is it on him? Is it on the team in front of him? Or is it, where can he be better? And as coaches, we're always trying to fix every goal against, to be honest, try to get it right. And it's a game of mistakes. I mean, they give up seven, right? So, I mean, it happens. So we'll keep doing our part, and he'll have to dig in. He's been in the league a while. He's going to have he knows there's ups and downs at his position. And he'll just have to work through it. That's, to me, always the best way. You keep grinding, you work through it, you work on your details, and hopefully it comes around for you. So that's how I figure he'll handle it as a veteran guy. And hopefully his next start, he's happy with.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you.
That was head coach Bruce Cassidy as he addressed the media after tonight's 7-5 victory for the Golden Knights over the Chicago Blackhawks. We'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor. You're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
The Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now, here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
The Golden Knights scored in the first period tonight, so make sure you have the McDonald's app downloaded to redeem your free french fries of any size at your local McDonald's tomorrow. It's the VGK postgame show. The Golden Knights defeat the Chicago Blackhawks 7-5. Vegas returns to the win column and kicks off this five-game homestand with 2 points in the banks. Next in action, Sunday, 5 o'clock, here inside T-Mobile Arena against the New Jersey Devils, 35-18-6, 76 points on the year for the Vegas Golden Knights, a four-point lead over the Edmonton Oilers for the top spot in the Pacific Division. The postgame injury report is brought to you by UMC, the exclusive hospital of the Vegas Golden Knights. We know what the outlook is right now for Vegas. No William Karlsson, no Cole Schwint, no Shea Theodore. Those three guys still missing for the Vegas Golden Knights week to week on all three, Schwint, Karlsson, and Theodore. Take a look at the highlights. Boy, do we have some highlights in this game. We go all the way back to the first period, and the Golden Knights got on the board 1 minute into the game as Brett Howden set up Keegan Kolesar.
Brett Howden feeding right. Kolesar, he scores! That didn't take long. And the Knights have a 1-0 lead.
11th goal of the year for Keegan Kolesar from Brett Howden. 1 minute, 6 seconds into the game. Made it 1-0 Vegas. But Chicago tied the game 5 minutes later when Nick Foligno took advantage of a bad bounce.
Bouncer comes into the Vegas end. Challenge comes from Hay. Dislodges the puck. Now it got sent across. Got tipped toward the middle. Split save, rebound, score. Nick Foligno.
Nick Foligno, his 12th goal of the year from Alex Vlasic and Tuukka Teravainen. 6:58 of the first period, tied the game at 1. However, the Golden Knights regained the lead just under 2 minutes later when Nick Hague finished off an excellent transition chance.
Knights breaking out. Barbashev with Howden. Barbashev weaving, drops it off. Howden fires save. Rebound, they score!
Fourth goal of the year for Nick Hague from Brett Howden and Ivan Barbashev. 8:57 of the first period made it 2-1 Vegas, and the Golden Knights extended their lead on the power play with an excellent tip from Ivan Barbashev.
Law works right goal line. Olofsson for Petrangelo, shoots, he scores!
lost it in. Petrangelo from straight on. Barbashev got the tip. It's a power play goal. 3-1 Knights. 7:43 to go in the first period.
17th goal of the year for Ivan Barbashev on the power play from Alex Petrangelo. And Victor Olofsson, 12:17 of the first period, made it 3-1 Vegas. And the Golden Knights added another one on the power play as Jack Eichel set up Tomas Hertl.
Connects with him, bottom of the left circle now for Eichel. Jack walks toward the middle of the shot. Score! Tomas Hertl! It's a power play goal! 4-1 Golden Knights here in the first period.
23rd goal of the year for Tomas Hertl on the power play from Jack Eichel and Noah Hanifin. 16:54 of the first period, made it 4-1 Vegas. Then the Golden Knights capped off a 5-goal first period on Pavel Dorofeev's 24th of the year.
Hanifin, a steal on the right, walks right to the goal, he shoots, he scores! Dorofeev with the fifth goal here in the first period, 5-1 Golden Knights.
Pavel Dorofeev from Tomas Hertl, 18:57 of the first period, made it 5-1 Vegas after the first 20 minutes of play. So the Golden Knights would take that 4-goal lead and complete control of the game into the second period. But Chicago got back on the board just 1 minute into the second period on an excellent deflection from Colton Dock.
Picked up by the Hawks, a point shot, score! Tip in front. Colton Dock right in front. Nazar from high on the right side. And Chicago now trails 5-2, minute into the second period.
Second of the year for Colton Dock from Frank Nazar and Tyler Bertuzzi. 1-1 of the second period, made it 5-2 Vegas. And Chicago cut the deficit to 2 goals 4 minutes later on Ethan Del Mastro's shot from the point.
Off the boards, Donato from Murphy. Donato slides it left. Del Mastro scores! Ethan Del Mastro with his first, and it's a 2-goal game.
First career NHL goal for Ethan Del Mastro from Ryan Donato and Connor Murphy. 5:30 of that second period, made it 5-3 Vegas. But after that shaky start to the period, the Golden Knights got back to work offensively as Keegan Kolesar won a battle for his second of the game.
Watt takes it off the left wall, back to Barbashev, hits the post, rebound, they score! And the Knights have a 3-goal lead again. 6-3 Vegas, 6:22 to go in the second period.
Second goal of the game, 12th goal of the year for Keegan Kolesar from Ivan Barbashev and Nick Waugh. 13:38 of that second period, made it 6-3 Vegas. So we'd head to the third period again. The Golden Knights in complete control, but Chicago once again pushed in the third period and made it a 2-goal game 7 minutes in on a goal from Ilya Mikheyev.
McNabb to play it forward. Cut off at center. Nazar dishes to the left wing. A shot. Score! Off the back bar. Mikheyev from the left circle. And now the Knights lead is 6-4 with 13 minutes to go in the third period.
11th goal of the year for Ilya Mikheyev from Frank Nazar and Connor Murphy. 6:56 of the third period, made it 6-4 Vegas. And less than 3 minutes later, Chicago pulled to within a goal as Craig Smith set up Philip Kurashev in the slot.
Craig Smith motors down the right wing boards. Got to the goal line, he centered, score! It's a 1-goal game. Centering pass right to Kurashev, the fourth line center. It's 6-5 Knights with 10:16 to go in the third period.
Sixth of the year for Philip Kurashev from Craig Smith and Connor Murphy. 9:44 of the third period, made it 6-5 Vegas, a 1-goal game. But as they did in the second period, the Golden Knights' third line shut down the Blackhawks' comeback bid as Ivan Barbashev tipped in his second of the game.
Kolesar to the point, Hanifin shoots, stick save, and it goes just over Brett Howden closing on the right. Howden score! Through a tag of eight from the right wing, and Barbashev got a piece. The seventh Vegas goal today, the second one for Barbashev, a 4-point game.
Ivan Barbashev, his second goal of the game, fourth point of the night from Brett Howden and Noah Hanifin. 15:45 of the third period, made it 7-5 Vegas, and all that was left in this game was the final call.
Got tips or no icing, final seconds tick off, and this one is over. Samsonov tips it away as the final horn sound. Knights defeat the Blackhawks 7-5.
There you have it, 7-5. The final, the Golden Knights defeat the Chicago Blackhawks, improved to 35-18 and 676 points on the year. Next in action Sunday, 5 o'clock, here inside T-Mobile Arena as the homestand continues against the New Jersey Devils. Take a break. Come back with more in a moment. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
We're back to the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now, here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
See the future of the VGK as the Henderson Silver Knights forge tonight at Lee's Family Forum, HSK's next home game. Saturday, March 8th, will be wedding night at Lee's Family Forum. That's an interesting one. It's the VGK postgame show. The Golden Knights defeat the Chicago Blackhawks 7-5, Vegas 35-18, and 676 points on the year. Next in action Sunday, 5 p.m. puck drop against the New Jersey Devils. This is an interesting one. You heard it kind of in the commentary there from Bruce Cassidy. The positive, right, is that the start was where you wanted it to be for the Golden Knights. They put 5 on the board in the first period. It's a 5-1 lead going into the second period. And for a team that is searching for that 60-minute game, as the Golden Knights are, as every team is at this point of the year, you'd like it to be less stressful in the final 40 minutes or so. Certainly less stressful than a one-goal game in the third period when you've got a 5-1 lead after 20 minutes. But for the Golden Knights, they were able to make enough plays down the stretch to make that 5-goal first period hold up to get back to the win column. Vegas has now won 4 out of their last 5 games, so you'll take that all day long. But there's still room for improvement. There's still room for this team to grow and get better and build their game, as Bruce has talked about multiple times. And now the opportunity exists for the Golden Knights to go on a bit of a run. You've got New Jersey, you've got Toronto, you've got Pittsburgh, and then you round out this homestand with Los Angeles. It's an opportunity to bank points, to widen that margin at the top of the Pacific Division. I do get the sense the Golden Knights are going to be equal to the task. That's going to do it for us here on the VGK postgame show. Extended postgame show, your phone calls, that's coming up next. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network postgame show. For the station staying on for more game highlights, interviews, and your phone calls coming up next at 702-876-1340. Good night, and thanks for listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network. It's the extended Vegas Golden Knights postgame show on Fox Sports Las Vegas, 98.9 FM and 1340 AM. Let your voice be heard by calling in at 702-876-1340. Now here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
Extended postgame show, Fox Sports Las Vegas. 7-5, the final. Throwback hockey to a certain extent. The Golden Knights defeat the Chicago Blackhawks. 5-goal first period for the Golden Knights, improved to 35-18 and 6 on the year. 4 points up on the Edmonton Oilers, top spot in the Pacific Division. There's a lot to talk about in this one. Obviously, you can focus on the good. Vegas put 7 on the board. They had only scored 4 goals over the first 2 games since returning to action from the Four Nations faceoff, so the offensive explosion was nice to see. We can go Howden, Barbashev, Kolesar, a third line with identity that understood the assignment tonight and played incredibly well. Or you can focus on the final 40 minutes of the game where Chicago outscored Vegas and by a 4-2 margin. And, you know, you look at that complete 60-minute game, it's elusive at times. And where you think the Golden Knights are in the grand scheme. So 702-876-1340, that's the number. If you're listening to my voice, if you're a Golden Knights fan, if you were at the game, if you fall into any of those criteria, I want you to pick up the phone. I want you to dial the number, and I want to talk about this game tonight, what you saw, what you liked, what you didn't like, and what you want to see moving forward on this five-game homestand. Now four games remain. 702-876-1340. Let's go out to the phone lines, bring in Mike. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Well, I guess in some ways my prediction of 7.5 points for this homestand is still intact and will continue to be for a while. I'm not happy at all about the way this game went, except that we won. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'm less upset about the Kings game than I'm happy about this game. And that doesn't make any sense in the grand scheme of things because, you know, a win's a win and a loss is a loss. But the truth of the matter is we can't do this. We can't, against good teams, we simply cannot take time off in the middle of a game. And the guy I feel so sorry for, maybe you can explain the scoring situation of the NHL to me, is the goaltender, Soderblom. He comes in a hopeless situation. His team outscores the opposition 5-2. They outscore them 2 out of 3 periods, and he gets the loss. There's no other sport in the world that would happen.
Yeah, I mean, game-winning goal was scored with Soderblom in net, so, you know.
That's pretty tough. That's pretty tough.
Sure, but I agree.
You know. Then nonetheless, it's a win. It's just that I don't see, and see, I say that I don't see us doing this consistently and being able to raise the cup or even come close to doing so. But yet again, I am tempered by the fact that we never play like this against decent teams. We seldom go to sleep for periods of time. Unless it's a team that we think we have in our back pocket. Now, that happens in every sport to every good team. So I do want to say that I feel good about the win, but I don't like the fact that we're getting into some really bad habits. Having said all that, can you say to me or tell me what you think with 7 days to go, the right fit for this particular team of lazy players sometimes?
Yeah, I don't know that I'd go that far, Mike.
Well, they aren't lazy. We know they're not.
I mean, you said it, though. Like, what I'm saying, I don't know that I would go that far, but, you know.
Yeah, they're not lazy. I mean, that's not fair. But teams, this team has a tendency to pack it in when they're ahead. So, is there a player out there, I don't know, you tell me if you know of any, that doesn't let that happen to his particular team? And I'll ask you that. Maybe you know somebody like that.
Yeah, I don't know that you're looking for a particular player. I don't know that packing it in when they're ahead is necessarily the right thing either. I mean, this is a Golden Knights team that's got a fair bit of come-from-behind victories. Their goal differential in the third period, at least before the last two games, has been one of the best in the league. They've been kind of hanging out at, you know, plus 28 to plus 32 in the third period, and thanks, Mike, for the call. So that just the raw numbers alone would tell you that it's not necessarily a team that continues to sit back or packs it in or thinks the game's over and just stops playing. I think, you know, every time you look at a 60-minute game between two teams, there's two teams on the ice. Now, I think the best thing and the worst thing for the Golden Knights in this game is that they scored 5 goals in the first period. Because it doesn't matter how much you're searching for the 60-minute game. It doesn't matter how much you want to dial into the details. It doesn't matter how much you want to look at puck management in those situations. When you score 5 in a period, when you're up big early, it is impossible. It's near impossible to kind of keep your foot on the gas the way that you'd like a team to do in those scenarios. It's not something that I think comes natural in those moments. So, great that they scored, but you know, you could just kind of sense that for Chicago, as bad as they were in the first period, they were going to have to find a way to make amends for that and push. and they did, and good on them. But, you know, at the end of the day, I don't know that I agree with your assessment that they pack it in. I certainly don't agree with the lazy comment, and I don't know that one individual player is going to change that perception in your mind, Mike, because this is a team that's won a Stanley Cup. This is a team that has a lot of veteran players that have been winners at this level, and, you know, I think that you're going to have stretches where games get away from you late. LA is a good team. They were opportunistic. Chicago, not a very good team, but they still have players that make plays, and they have a lot of pride. So, I can't identify one player in terms of the trade deadline that would simply not allow a team to come back in the third period when you're up big early on in the game. 702-876-1340 is the number, 702-876-1340. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Not deja vu. It's a different Mike. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So I want to talk a little bit about the Four Nations thing, right? I mean, you look at a team like the Capitals, they had no players, and obviously they came out of the break gangbusters. Mm-hmm. And I think, the guys are a little tired. Stone certainly has fallen off. So I'm concerned there. Obviously, Eichel will, I assume, get sort of back to normal. And then the other thing is Samsonov, I think he sometimes has sort of these lapses where he loses concentration and he loses his net. And then the third point is about Nick Waugh. I think he sort of deserves a better fate than he has now in terms of how they position him. So those are my three points, and I want to know your thoughts on those.
Yeah, the Four Nations thing is definitely interesting, right? Because I don't know that Jack Eichel and Mark Stone have had kind of the same pop that they had for the Golden Knights at various points of the season. You're looking for opportunities to kind of rest and recharge. Obviously, you go back to that tournament, you go back to those four games, they were very, very competitive and really emotional, right? And I think that there's just kind of a natural lull that happens. I would expect that both guys specifically, and it hasn't happened so much with Noah Hanifin, and you know, I think Aiden Hill was excellent
right.
in his one game. So, you lean on players like Eichel and Stone in those moments, and I just think that they'll get there. It's about finding that right work to rest ratio, so to speak, and getting them recharged, but still getting them on the ice to practice and still having enough juice for the games. But at this point, I'm not concerned about Jack. I'm not really concerned about Mark Stone. Now, the point on Samsonov, it's hard to ignore the save percentage right now for Ilya Samsonov, right? Like, it's definitely at a point where you want more saves. But I thought Bruce Cassidy was pretty open in terms of what he said post-game. There are some plays that happened in this game and some goals against in this game that aren't necessarily on your goaltender. And then there are plays where you want your goalie to make a save. The Ilya Mikheyev shot from outside the circles, that's one you want your goaltender to make. And it stops kind of the stress down the final 10, 15 minutes of the game if you get that save. So I'm expecting Samsonov will bounce back. And, you know, that's kind of where I fall on it, just because he's done it before, not just with the Golden Knights, but in other stretches too. I think he'll bounce back. Now, your third point on Nick Waugh, yeah, to a degree, I agree with you. I mean, I think when everything is kind of in its right place for the Golden Knights, Nick Waugh as your fourth line center with Carlson in the lineup, with Hurdle in the lineup, with Eichel in the lineup, like that gives you advantageous matchups for Waugh and Kolesar and Pearson, or Waugh and Kolesar and Howden, however that kind of shakes out with your fourth line. And that allows them to be difference makers in playoff series. It allows them to be difference makers in a game. And the opportunity there to take it over is prevalent. But I think Nick Waugh is a player that kind of understands what his role is. And on this team, when they are fully healthy and clicking on all cylinders, he's one of the best fourth-line centers in the league. He takes pride in that, and I think that that's what you need, health to a degree, to kind of get back there. Thanks for the call, Mike. Really good one. I appreciate it. 702-876-1340 is the number. What did you like about the game? What did you dislike about the game? And how confident are you coming out of this one about the remainder of the homestand? That's what I'm after tonight on the postgame show. Let's go back out to the phone lines, bring in Stephanie. Hey, Stephanie, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Ryan?
I'm good.
So this was kind of a roller coaster of a game, right?
Yeah.
Started out really strong. Then it got dicey, but they pulled it out in the end. I'm definitely not one to criticize the win. But I was really happy to see both Keegan Kolesar and Ivan Barbashev find the back of the net. They've both kind of not had that scoring touch the last little while, and it showed. And they were very key in a lot of our wins earlier in the season. So it was good to see them back on the board.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. I think for Ivan Barbashev specifically, like, he was so good early on. You know, on pace for 40 goals and 80 points, you don't get there by accident. And to me, tonight anyway, he looked incredibly assertive. And I think that there's a natural tendency when you're on the ice with Jack Eichel to look for Jack Eichel, to try to find Jack Eichel. And no disrespect to Brett Howden or Keegan Kolesar, but when you're not on a line with Jack Eichel, I think it allows you to be at times a little bit more assertive. Now, I still think the best combination for this team is Barbashev with Eichel. But for right now, while you're trying to spark some things and spark some individual players, I love the idea of letting that line go so long as they're productive.
Oh, for sure. You know, sometimes we've seen right in the past when a player is on that slump that all it takes is just getting that first goal to go. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Maybe it was, like you just said, getting Barbashev on a line where he feels like he needs to be the top, like, playmaker.
Yeah.
And like I said, my only thing that I was so sad about this game was Keegs wasn't able to get the hat trick there at the end.
What would you have done if Keegan Kolesar scored a hat trick?
There would have probably been several neighbors who were mad at me because I would have lost it. He is such a just dedicated, hardworking player. He works hard on the ice. He works hard here in our community. He deserves it. And you know what? When he gets it, I'm going to lose it. But for now, two goals for Keith. It was a great game.
Yeah, great stuff there, Stephanie. Thanks so much for the call. It's the second time this year Keegan Kolesar has been on hat trick watch. If that doesn't give you an idea of how strong an offensive season it's been for Keegan Kolesar, I don't know what to tell you. And he was full value tonight. He was excellent. To that line in particular, Howden, Barbashev, Kolesar, they dominated the game for the Golden Knights. They were really that good. They were the best line all night long. And it was good to see them get rewarded with points on the board. 702-876-1340 is the number. How do you view the final 40 minutes of this game after a 5-goal first period for the Golden Knights? I want to hear from you. If you were at the game, call in. If you're a Golden Knights fan and you've never called in before, pick up the phone, dial the number, 702-876-1340. We have lines open, and we'll chat on the other side of the break. It's the Extended Postgame Show on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Back to your calls on the extended Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Here's Ryan Wallace.
Extended postgame show, Fox Sports Las Vegas, 702-876-1340 is the number. The Golden Knights defeat the Chicago Blackhawks 7-5. Vegas in the win column once again, 35-18-6, 76 points on the year. 23 games remain for the Golden Knights. Next four on home ice. Sunday, 5 o'clock, against the New Jersey Devils. An opportunity for the Golden Knights to go on a bit of a run here. We have lines open if you call in, I'm putting you on the air. That's the deal. That's the rule. Very simple. If you've never called in before, I'd like to hear from you. If you're at the game tonight, kind of went through the ebbs and flows in person, I'd love to hear from you. For those wondering about the sirens, I'm fine. I'm okay. Don't worry about me. I'm at the rink. They raised the video board. It's a safety thing. Sometimes, it doesn't happen often, but sometimes it'll happen while we're on the air. So just in the future, if you hear that, know it's the video board going up and down. That's really all that it is. Okay, check in on the text line. I mean, the text line is kind of split between glass half full, glass half empty, as it makes sense that it would be that way after a game like tonight. Half full, Barbashev's going, 7 goals, 2 power play goals, offense. You want to look at the good, the positives to pull out of this one, especially with Bruce Cassidy post-game. It's that the Golden Knights offense came through tonight in this game, and it was 7 goals on the board and, you know, just 1 power play point for Jack Eichel. You got offense from up and down your lineup beyond just your top line players, beyond just the Eichels and the Stones of the world. As much as I look at this game and want to give Howden and Kolesar and Barbashev their flowers, I thought Tomas Hertl was excellent. It was a really strong game for Hertl, really strong performance for him. So that's, you know, the glass half full. Carmel says he wished Kolesar and Barbashev could have gotten a hat trick. I agree. David says we got the win, can play better, need Carlson and Theodore back soon. I don't know how quickly it's going to be for Theodore. I don't really know when we're going to see William Carlson. I do agree with you, though, and Dan Duva and Gary Lawless, they kind of hit on it in their little post game. This is a game where if William Carlson is playing, it's not as stressful in the second and third period. Because while Bruce hit it on the head, if you're a team that's trying to make plays, you're going to mismanage pucks at times. You're going to make mistakes at times because you're trying to make plays. However, when you look at Carlson, you look at his body of work, you look at what he's done with this organization, with this team, it's very rare that you're going to have a game from Carlson where he mismanages pucks often. He's just so responsible, such a shutdown player. You can set your watch to just how reliable he is. Now, the glass half empty view, and I'm seeing it a lot in the text line, is goaltending specific, understandably after this game, understandably after the third period against Los Angeles, and the idea that it's time to call up Akira Schmidt or Carl Lindbaum from the Henderson Silver Knights. Here's the deal. You've got Adin Hill coming off of a great performance against the Vancouver Canucks. Let's give Adin a little bit of runway. Let's let Samsonov work through this, because earlier on in the year, and I remember it, and I'm just saying it because it was there, prevalent in the first 25, 30 games of the year. The conversation point, the text messages that came in, the calls to the post-game show from this fan base was Ilya Samsonov's going to be the starter. So I think we should just kind of pump the brakes on being super reactionary to goaltending. Samsonov and Hill hadn't played games in a long time. It will take some time to get the timing back. Does Samsonov need to be better? Absolutely. Are you hopeful that Hill, coming off of that big win against Vancouver where he stopped 19 shots of 19 in the third period, is going to be able to kind of keep that rhythm going? Yeah, let's see where things fall over the next couple of games before we start looking at goaltending and hitting a panic button. That's my only soapbox moment here, is that I don't think we're looking at calling up Akira Schmidt. I don't think we're looking at calling up Carl Lindbaum. I think you're looking at, as things settle back in after the Four Nations faceoff break, so will goaltending. And specifically here, we're talking about Ilya Samsonov more so than Adin Hill. Take a break. Wrap it up next on the Extended Post Game Show on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Back to your calls on the Extended Vegas Golden Knights Post Game Show. Here's Ryan Wallace.
Wrapping it up here on the Extended Post Game Show, Fox Sports Las Vegas. The Golden Knights defeat the Chicago Blackhawks 7-5. Back in the win column, the Vegas Golden Knights 35-18-6, 76 points on the year. Next in action Sunday, 5 o'clock here at home against the New Jersey Devils. And for the Golden Knights, you'll take the offense that you got in this game. Great performance from Ivan Barbashev, four-point night for him. Brett Howden, three assists. Keegan Kolesar, two goals. And that was the line that did most of the damage for the Golden Knights. Can you improve? Are there areas where you can be better? Absolutely. But it's always going to be a lot easier to show up to work the next day after a win. And that's what the Golden Knights are looking to do tomorrow leading into Sunday. That's going to do it for us here on the Extended Postgame Show. Thanks to Bobby Machado back in the studio, keeping us on the air, making sure everything sounds great. And thanks to you, our listeners and our callers and our texters. It is your postgame show. It's not as much fun for me without your calls, your texts, and your input. Until Sunday, have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you then right here on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Thanks for listening to the Extended Golden Knights Postgame Show on Fox Sports Radio 98.9 FM and 1340 AM, your home for the Vegas Golden Knights. Have a good night and drive safe.